Welcome to Shutter the Dark podcast. Not getting the results in your walk with God? Let's see what we can do about that. Today we're talking about results driven. What is results driven? What can it do for you? These are some questions we're going to get into. Results driven definition is effectively working with a sense of urgency and focus to reach goals without compromising integrity and quality. In today's world, we must be results driven to satisfy an employer's need for them to make money and for us to be valuable to them. People go to college to work for other people to make a paycheck and live the American dream. So we get that proverbial white picket fence. We must show results of our work, or it means nothing when we're working for an employer. The result in this case is the company making money. And this being results driven can get you in better positions or put the company in a better position. And that better position will give you the power to do more things. But that's the worldly method gets you to a better place in the workforce. But that is not what we're talking about here today. What we're talking about is being results driven, focusing on goals that you're setting in the service of God. Once you start setting goals to meet what results you want, you set the goal. What is my goal? I want to be a better servant of God. I want to learn how to do the audio board at church so I can serve the church and God in praise and worship so people can be saved, so that they can experience a good worship session. You have a goal, right? That's where you want to be. You want to set a goal. Now you have to start working towards that goal with urgency and focus to be the better audio operator at the church to enhance worship services, because when people are in such an environment, they're praising and worshiping God. But also, if they're getting awesome audio, they're hearing the word of God from the pastor after the singing and worship is done. So audio is very important. And the thing that the church needs, whatever it's audio, passing out communion, being an usher, doing the accounting, whatever it is, you want to set goals so you get great results, because we're serving God. And our focus should be to be serving God and giving Him the best quality of service that we can give. So being results driven is becoming a better, more focused, goal-oriented Christian with integrity and moving forward. God needs that. We need so many different things in the church to get things moving and going. What is the purpose? God gives us the Great Commission. He wants us to get other people to know Jesus. And results-driven can also be seen in reading your Bible, giving service to other people, meeting other people's needs, telling them about Jesus. These are great things. And results-driven shows in your spiritual fruit, where we work daily to show love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, and self-control. By doing this, by showing our spiritual fruit, we are making a difference by showing other people the spiritual fruit. And Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 26, gentleness, self-control, against things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions, desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another. These are spiritual fruits that we need to show. And why is it important for us to set goals and to show urgency and to have integrity in those goals, to meet those goals, is obvious, to serve God. Now, we can do that by reading your Bible, praying every day. You'll see results. Once you start praying every day and you're reading your Bible, and you will see those results. As a Christian, why do you want to be results-driven? Why does it matter? You're not going to make an extra $100, $300 a week by telling somebody about Jesus. No, but you're giving a soul to the kingdom of God. And I believe that to be more important than us making money. Yes, God gives us our skill sets and our talents, but we can use those same skill sets, those same push that we have at our workplace to earn more, to get a better position, to enhance our skills. We can use that same result-driven attitude for God to enhance the ability to get more people to get to know Jesus. We want people to hear about Jesus and what little things you do at church, what results that you push for with urgency will have an impact. Passing out coffee, passing out donuts, saying hi and smiling as people enter the church, ushers, worship team members, these people who set goals every week to be there into service, and they even set goals to improve themselves at what they do. And they're doing it for God and other people. They're not making money, except for maybe the worship pastor, but he's there 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week. We as Christians live for a purpose and desire to fulfill that purpose, and that purpose can be many things, but the ultimate purpose is people getting to know Jesus. By setting goals and wanting to be results-driven, we develop into faithful servants for God. All it is wanting to improve what you're doing. You hear the word grinding. Oh, I was grinding to make those YouTube videos. I was working harder. Sometimes, yeah, that's hard work. You're at a construction site and you're grinding all day long and working hard and getting that roof done faster than anybody else. Yes, that's grinding. But it does sound like it hurts a lot. But what we're talking about here is God wants us to be effective Christian warriors, or said better, wants us to be disciples. And our talents can be used for God, to get results for God. And there's side effects to this when you're building these skill sets for God. It will lead over into you learning more things and having that growth mindset at church, where you're wanting to develop yourself spiritually, prayerfully, and reading your Bible more. All that stuff is going to make a difference in your life. I don't know if it's going to make money, but that's not its purpose. Its purpose is building your relationship with God. Everything else besides that is a side effect. I use Notion. I set up a goal-setting apps in Notion. I use the calendar in Notion. I even schedule in time for God, reading the Bible, praying. I develop that habit, develop skill sets. I even put time in to develop skill sets so I could be better at doing this, helping you, because I'm learning how to write scripts. I'm doing the best I can for God. And if helping you is a side effect in making your life better, and God, that's what God wants you go out there and you start praying and reading the Bible, because I made a quality video working on that. But it's not done overnight. I'm not going to make wonderful videos overnight. I'm not going to be a super YouTuber overnight. But I want to do this so I can help you. So I can take the knowledge that I have about being results-driven, by wanting to learn, by having a sense of urgency. But if it's making my life better, I want your life to be better. That's what I'm striving for. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for God. God wants us to help others. And I think what little I know and have developed over the last half century, maybe I can pass on. And maybe what I know will help someone. And another thing I want to mention is accountability network. Are you in a Bible study? Or you have somebody that you can say, hey, can you check to make sure that I'm reading the Bible daily? That's important, because then they can hold you accountable. Hey, did you read your Bible today? Then you go, oh, I forgot. That's okay. Because now you can go back and do that. And the other thing is, when you're trying to grow, the growth mindset's becoming self-driven, results-driven, you ask people about, how am I doing? Am I accomplishing this right? And you need to embrace the humility when they come back and say, not really, but you're a little bit better. You know, they're not going to just down you usually, but they're going to probably tell you where you can improve. And that accountability network, and by taking constructive criticism, not just mean criticism, and doing better, is being humble when people are trying to help you. How do you become results driven? I say reading the Bible, praying daily, share your faith and actions with other people. I think a lot of people need to know about Jesus, especially today. And when you're showing the spiritual fruit of love, kindness, self-control, and all those things, that opens the door for you to tell them about Jesus. Talk about Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, where we ultimately want to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's our ultimate goal right there. That's the Great Commission, where God wants us to be out there talking about Him. In addition to some of the ideas of results-driven that you can use in practicality other than the calendar, is maybe setting up some journal time where you write down where you're at today, what goals you want. And no, I'm not saying get up every day at 4 a.m. and start your journal. But what I'm saying is set time aside for it, to write a journal about what is happening that week, what goals you wanted, what, have you met those goals? What results have you seen about the learnings you've done? Maybe you went to church and somebody taught you something new. Write it down. A year from now, when you go back, you'll go, wow. And you realize that now you're running that soundboard better than anybody in the church, even the person that taught you. Is because you're like, oh, every Monday at 2 o'clock, I sit down and learn something new about audio for an hour. And then you see those results. So journaling helps for you to look back and see where your goals were and see where you are. Have I progressed far enough? Do I need to progress more? It's just a lot of really cool things. And also, here's some really neat thing that on the iPhone I've recently seen. If you're opening the Bible on your phone and you're reading a verse, you could get on your notes app and record your thoughts about that verse. Android has apps that can do that for you. The iPhone has, I know because I have one, the cheap one, does have that ability. I just want you to see results in your walk with Christ. The only way you can do that is by setting up goals, improving your skill sets, and being growth-minded. And these things will help you in many areas of your life, including taking care of your kids. These are things I wish I had known and embraced more when I was younger, when I was raising my two boys. So please take advantage of them now. And it doesn't have to be a full, you write down everything you do, but set some time aside to learn, set goals, and be results-driven. Make it to the next level with God a little at a time by reading your Bible, praying, and seeing these results. It's difficult, I know, because a lot of us work all the time, and we've got a bunch of chores and things that we got to do every day at our homes, and you're trying to keep up with all this. But bottom line is you can do it. You can be results-driven as a Christian to provide more service to God in a way that benefits you as a servant of God in ways that you can't even imagine, that I can't even imagine. God first. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to Shutter the Dark podcast.